Say What? Say What radio show. With no agenda. It's always a surprise. But if we're not having fun, we're doing something wrong.
Welcome to the Say What show. This is a recording on May 10th, 2025. My name is Nancy Hopkins. With me is Jan Shaw and Walt Silva. Now, Dolly Howard is not here, and she is essentially retired from radio. What I want to do is I want to read you what she said in reply to an email that I sent her, asking her if she wanted to quit. Because I had, well, let's be frank. The last show she was on, she was really grumpy. And she was not happy with the changes that were being made. She didn't feel comfortable. So when we closed down Cosmic Reality Radio Show, I sensed the same things and then said, do you want to quit? And it was like, oh, thank you. I didn't want to quit because I wanted to, you know, support you, blah, blah, blah. And I said to her, I said, don't do it for me. Do it for what you feel you want to do. So anyway, this is how she replied. Thank you very much. It's such a relief to say thank you for the wonderful times and opportunity, and now for the chance to truly relax as I retire from what I felt to be one of my responsibilities of doing the radio show. I feel I have completed that God-given mission to its fullest. Thanks to Dave, and especially to you, whom I love very, very much. It will be nice to be able to just chit-chat with you without fussing over attempting to watch words I use because others might misunderstand what I am meaning and trying to say. You know me, others don't. What a relief. Thank you for everything, and that I know we will continue to be together just without the stress on my part of the radio. So this frees my mind up so we can talk on the phone a lot more now. Talking on radio really stifled my enjoyment of talking on the phone. And, you know, that was true. She didn't like to talk on the phone. So then she says, I hereby officially resign from doing radio shows unless you want me for a special subject or time. So that's what happened. Dolly's not going to be with us. Sometimes she might be with us, but she's not going to be with us today and, you know, for the foreseeable future. So we're just going to go back to how we normally start the show, which is to say, what a crazy ass week. Jan, you want to say hi?
Hi, everybody. Glad to be here again. And I think we should have another interesting show. It usually works out that way. So I hope you enjoy listening.
And we amazingly have Walt Silva with us on Zoom. It took us a while to make the connection, but he's here. And why don't you say hi there, Walter?
Hello, everyone. How are you? I'm enjoying this new version or this new new formation of form. So it's really interesting. I hope I will enjoy it.
I hope you will too, and I hope you just stay relaxed, because remember, we don't really have anybody listening to us. It's just the three of us having a conversation. So don't feel, you know, limited. If you've got a question, just ask it. If you want to interrupt and give a comment, do it.
How much is 32 plus 2? Things like that.
He said, how much is 32 plus 2 or something like that?
Oh, for God's sake. Well, your sense of humor is intact. Well, obviously not mine. What'd you say? Oh, Lordy.
What is the meaning of life, the universe, and everything? 42.
Isn't that 42?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Okay, so Jan, you want to start it off?
Yeah, I don't mind. I've got a whole list of things, actually.
Expected you would.
Well, it's the same thing. So much is going on at the moment. It's I have something of a personal level to sh that I'd like to share. Should I start with that and then we can get on to the news?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay, so it is personally related, but it's also, I think, very significant. And it's linked to a lot of the news that we've had in the rec in this rec this last week. And it concerns a good friend of mine and my next door neighbor who called on me on Wednesday morning because the previous Saturday, last Saturday, she's had an incident, and I actually heard a shout and saw the back of her, and I assumed it was her. She's a lovely black lady. We're good friends, and her 4-year-old son had got out of the garden and run off down the road, and the reason she came to me was to say she's going to have to put a camera on the garden, hoped I didn't mind, et cetera, et cetera. So then she explained, and I knew that her son had been, he's due to start school this September in the reception class. And the school, which my other friend has had major problems with and that I've supported her with, they were saying that he's, behind in development and all sorts of things. And anyway, her son has now been diagnosed with autism. And that was one of the reasons why he ran away. He got out of the gate. And she has lots of other problems with sleeping and all sorts of things. I don't really need to go into detail. And he's not developed in terms of communication verbally. And she said that it started after his last vaccinations. And she actually said this to the doctor, and he, of course, poo-pooed it. No, it couldn't possibly be vaccinations. So I did quite a bit of research and actually found a website with a non-profit that is in the UK related to autism. And I'm a great researcher, and I'd already looked into, there are neurological issues, but there's also gut-related issues with the microbiome being affected and so on. But and then my other friend, her son is at school. He's had difficulty integrating into school, and he'll be 5 this year, and he also is struggling with his communication skills. He's got very good understanding of words, but he cannot string or doesn't string sentences together. And I was telling her about my neighbor, and she'd already said a few weeks ago that she wondered if he had autism. And he's never been tested for autism. I've no idea how they do the test or how they diagnose it. But she then said she thought that he changed after the last vaccination and deeply regretted it because she's very awake and knowledgeable. And I said, well, what kind of change? And she said, well, he just went quieter. And there are other children at school. There's a parent with a non-verbal child. There's another one who's got a son who actually is a friend of my friend's son, and he's rather withdrawn. He's not, he's worrying his parent. And of course, we've had from RFK Jr. that the incidence of autism now is like one in 36, and even worse statistics than that in California. They're saying one in 12.5 boys is diagnosed with autism. And interestingly, when I watched the Vaxxed documentary, this is years ago, which was focused on the MMR vaccine. And it actually was saying that it's actually the measles element that is the problem, or at least that was something I read this week. But also, it said in that documentary was saying that black boys are much more susceptible to these vaccine injuries. And of course, the little boy next door diagnosed with autism is a little black boy. It really concerns me when it literally lands on your doorstep, the incidence of children with autism, not functioning fully as they should. And I've also seen, I mean, this is going on from the autism situation, but there's just been a study published saying that the COVID-19 vaccine actually destroys 60% of eggs in an ovary, which is absolutely destroying the fertility of women. We've had statistics come out in the last couple of weeks. I think this was, I'm not sure if this was just the US, but 500,000 deaths from COVID-19. And it's absolutely unconscionable what is happening to people around the world, and particularly to children. And I believe that these vaccines should be stopped. There should be a moratorium on them. I mean, RFK Jr. is saying we are introducing proper testing of vaccines with the placebo, because, as we know, Pfizer's trials of COVID-19 have proven to be illegitimate. But we also know that all vaccines have been tested against other vaccines, not against a placebo. And I just think that we can't wait. We've got to stop these vaccines until they can actually complete a proper test, a proper trial to show that these vaccines are safe and effective. And, I think it's so criminal to continue to push these bioweapons. And in the UK, they're still pushing COVID-19 shots. If you're a certain age, you're eligible for a free COVID-19 shot. It's just criminal, the fact that this is continuing. So I just wanted to share that, because I think, when you do have it close to home, it comes home much more than just reading about it in the media.
Yeah, thank you for that. Do you remember though that we did a show on the telepathy tapes, telepathy files, and it was about autism and unvocal people in particular?
Yes, I do. Yes, and you're saying that they're telepathic.
But you might want to go back and look at that information because that she they drop a lot. And the whole subject of autism is much deeper. They know a lot more than mainstream media is letting out. So you might want to take another look at that, especially or tell the lady next door. Look at
Yes.
and let her do the research. It's her son. But they need one of the things that they pointed out was the fact that they were being essentially censored.
Right.
Walt, did you want to say something?
No, I guess that they plan to extinguish the what do you call it, the human beings, because this is nothing less than death on a giant scale. The numbers just keep growing. It's unbelievable.
Yeah, it's very, very sad. Now, let's just look at that question because I think we mentioned last week was that Bobby Kennedy in a cabinet meeting said, yeah, we've just shut down this organization that was child trafficking. And nobody in the room said anything. The president didn't say anything. Bobby went right on to another subject and it was never brought up again. And I have yet to hear anybody except me and you guys talk about this. So they dropped this huge bomb. Now, in the concept of why won't they stop the shots? Okay. Well, they're still trying to pretend everything is wonderful. Now, if they go out there and they say, we're putting a moratorium on all the vaccinations regarding COVID because we found that, it has a high rate of problematic things about it and shut it down like that, then you're going to have a sudden, startling awakening. As soon as these people understand the full implications of COVID, who knows what's going to happen? I mean, if I was a mother and I knew, like your next door neighbor, that I had given my son, had my son given a drug that had completely destroyed his link to his higher self, because that's what these people are finding. Is that autism is a disruption in the perfect alignment of your higher self with your physical body. And that's what causes the autistic symptoms. And the way, one of the ways that they found that they could actually cure this was through a student, the teacher all of a sudden was telepathically communicating with a student that had no verbal abilities, and he's saying to her, "You got to help me," and he led her to use tuning forks, and she had to use two of them, one representing the frequency of his physical body. And the second one of the higher spiritual body. And so they went through like a whole bunch of different combinations and a different number of them before they got the right frequency, the matching frequency that allowed the higher self and the physical body to reconnect. Now, this sounds preposterous if you haven't kind of like been introduced to this concept. But I want to do a flashback right to the beginning of the COVID vaccinations. One of the first things I heard from the alternative people was from healers or counselors and, advisors who said that they were getting to totally freaked out because they were getting a lot of their clients who, from the energy sensitive person were no longer connected to their higher selves. They said that immediately, that was the first indication any of us had that, what the hell is this? Then that was followed up by alternative doctors who were analyzing everything about they could initially they couldn't even get their hands on the vaccinations. And then, I mean, some of them had it stolen and gotten to them. I mean, that's how bad it was. Nobody wanted anybody to get a hold of it that would tell the truth, but they did. And when they started analyzing the, let's say, the lifespan of the drug, where does it go? What does it do? What organs are involved with it? What kind of composition is it? Yes, they found the nanotechs that everybody hears about, but they also found this weird thing about the cerebral cortex and how a lot of the drug was going to that area. And I don't, geez, I'm not sure if I even heard it, but they just suddenly started talking about the God gene. And that's been something that the people studying DNA have come about, is this God gene. And I've never quite heard anybody that could explain enough to me to for me to get a full grasp of it. But it's this God gene that they think in DNA genetics, and in what they were seeing, the way this drug was working in the brain, that, oh my, is this something that is trying to detach us from our higher self? Now, if I'm remembering correctly, I believe that the pineal gland isn't, if it isn't within that area, it's very close to that area. Okay. And they could be seeing it going to that area and not realizing they're actually targeting the pineal gland, because the pineal gland has been known forever in metaphysics as the place that the higher self locks into the physical body. So if you're disrupting that energy field, then you could probably disrupt and, split humanity from the human being and its higher self. So the communications are all off. But you might want to look back at even our show that we did on it. But okay, now you're looking at it and you're looking at the kid and you're saying, oh, the poor kid. And I'm looking at the kid and I'm going like, whoa, whoa. If you're where I think you are, okay, you're in a situation where we're all going, in that your higher spirit is vibrating in a different frequency from your lower spirit. So you don't want to bring the higher spirit down, you want to bring the lower spirit up. And that's what's, in my interpretation of the data on the autistic kids, is that the merging, the way those tuning forks worked, okay, was to, okay, this is just simply kind of makes common sense. A
But
tuning fork.
just a quick question, because I understand this is the case for COVID, but I don't believe that this child had the COVID vax. It was the usual childhood vaccines. I mean, I'm not 100% sure on that, but I'm just wondering if there's a difference, because with it being mRNA, et cetera, in the COVID shots. I mean, the incidence of autism has been increasing exponentially way before COVID. So I
Yes.
understand completely what you're saying about the COVID. I just don't know that it's the same issue with
Well,
non-COVID autism.
way back when, and I cannot tell you when, but let's say, oh, it was pre-COVID by a lot. It was, I would say it was in the 15, 16 time frame. This is what I remember. Can I document it? I'm not sure, because this is what the story is. We did a show, we did a couple of shows on Bobby Kennedy's court case against the vaccinations of children. And supposedly, and I mean, at the time there were the legal documents. I mean, yes, it was a real thing. And the court case decided that he was right about the dangers of vaccinations and that they should not be giving ch children all these vaccinations. And so, okay, they won the case, yay. And now I can understand how they may have won that case and then had it overturned. But there was a court case way back then on the vaccinations causing autism.
Yeah, I remember that. Wasn't the verdict something related to vaccines are inherently unsafe? It was something like that. I'm not sure
Yeah.
if I've got the exact wording, but yes.
It was, well, he was primarily focused on the number of vaccines back then that were being given to children. So he was focused on that. And I remember that the case, you know, the final verdict was they should be banned from doing that. No more of these childhood vaccinations until they're older and they're immune system is adjusted and everything. I mean, they were just destroying these kids. And there was, I mean, the reason that they won is that they had so many documented cases of a normal child being fine and then back getting vaccinated and becoming autistic. That was what swayed the judge. I think it was, I don't remember a jury being involved. I think it might have been a judge. But now, you know, at that time, you go, oh, they won the case, and you'd walk away from it. Now you realize,
Nobody
no.
is questioning this because it stands to reason. I mean, they're purposely vaccinating these kids against their will, against people who understand better. Why is it going through? Why is nobody fighting against it? I don't know. I
Well,
don't understand.
because they can't. They're overwhelmed. They don't get the platforms. They get censored. They lose their licenses. You know, I mean, this is one of the th well, there's a lot of these stories, Walt. A lot of these stories. But you can't, I mean, think of it. Not only are you stopping the vaccinations because of the COVID vaccinations, but you come out with this information now. Every single parent has done this to their children without giving them the vaccination. Again, I think that they're walking on eggshells, trying to get the messaging out a little at a time to kind of program people to accepting it. I mean, my best example of it is very early in the internet and, you know, the great technology revolution, we were warning people that the telephone companies were listening to everything you were saying on your phones. And we were, oh, were we stupid? We were, oh, terrible people, stupid. Should be locked up for that. So then you flash forward to the future, and when Snowden released the NSA tapes proving that all of this stuff was, a lot of it was coming over from the telephone companies, you know, the people that were putting us down should have gone, oh my God, you people were right. Oh, this is terrible. But they were like, yeah, we know that. Because we've been telling them for so long, we programmed them to think that, oh yeah, that's okay. It's been here forever. So the psychology of the human being is something else that I think is being really revealed, in my
And
opinion.
if and the other thing they say is, well, if you've nothing to hide, you know, why are you worried about it? That's the other one.
So, no, I think it's very important for people to understand and to understand that there are techniques for making this adjustment. But in the meantime, the people who are dealing with autistic children, particularly the ones that are non-vocal, they're finding that these people are highly, highly connected to the cosmic side of things. And it's just there, it's almost like this, the higher self, the spirit behind the combination of physical body is running the show, but they can't control the body. So the body is all out of sync. It's fascinating. It's called the telepathy files. And there's a whole, I mean, there's other people, but they'll introduce you to other people that are working in this field. And anybody that's got any doubts about this or just curiosity, please, do the research.
And where can you find them?
Just go to YouTube, go to Rumble. She, I'm trying to think of what her name is, but this woman that was part of the group that put together the files, she's done an enormous number of interviews, and I believe she's done them with Rogan. She's done quite
Oh,
a few,
okay.
so she's very well known, if I can remember her name. But yeah, so.
Because I can't remember when the show was that you included that clip. So
No.
I don't know. It's quite some time ago, isn't it?
I'll take a look and see if I can find it, and then I'll give you the link online.
Okay, great. Just going back to what you were saying about needing to kind of release this gradually so that, people wake up to it rather more gently than if it was all thrown at them, which of course we know has been the plan all along. And, your comment about RFK Jr. mentioning HHS being involved in the child trafficking. What's your view of this James O'Keefe revelation that's come out? Because I'm wondering if that is, I've got a few things to say about this. I'm wondering if that is has been timed to follow on from what RFK Jr. said at the cabinet meeting. Because if anyone's not familiar with it, he first came out and announced that he was going dark.
Who
And
is this guy? Who is this guy?
sorry, James O'Keefe, he was the founder of Project Veritas that does all these undercover
Oh, okay. All right.
videos and interviews. And then he got thrown out of Project Veritas, and he started up OMG, O'Keefe Media Group, or Oh My God, I always think when I see the initials. So he's been making these undercover videos where you'll send somebody along to meet somebody, and then they'll reveal all this incriminating information, and he's got it all on tape. So he announced that he was going dark. He was not suicidal, but he was going to be revealing, and I think he said three absolute bombshells of information. And there have been people who have questioned his agenda, whether he's a good guy or a bad guy. And I've got an opinion to share on that from Janine. I mean, he said he's got a dead man.
Yeah, dead man. So yeah.
Dead man's switch, it's called.
Dead man
And
switch.
he's lodged these videos with Alex Jones as one, and other people as well, apparently. And his first expose after this was it was a guy called, I think his name is James Bristol. I've probably got it on my X account, but as a bookmark. Oh no, actually, I have it Hang on one second. I have it in my saved emails. Let me just bring it up because it's actually I'm on O'Keefe's mailing list. So let me find my start. Okay. So here we go. O'Keefe Media Group. This was 2 days ago. World exclusive. Prince Andrew was effing. Oh, I know you know what that word means. Underage girls. Tape of royal family advisor exposes Prince Andrew's sexual relations with minors and deep ties to Jeffrey Epstein. In a revelation caught on hidden camera by O'Keefe Media Group, American businessman and longtime royal insider John Bryan has come forward with damning claims about Prince Andrew's personal relationship with convicted sex offender Jeffrey Epstein. Bryan, a trusted advisor to the Duke of York, that's Prince Andrew, also alleged that Prince Andrew lied to him about his involvement in sexual misconduct with minors. I knew he, Prince Andrew, saw him, Jeffrey Epstein, said Brian, but he lied to me that he was such a close friend, revealed Brian, referring to Prince Andrew's personal relationship with Epstein. After Prince Andrew's 2019 BBC interview, where he denied knowing Virginia Giuffre and famously claimed he was physically incapable of sweating, Brian says he was quietly brought into Royal Lodge, Andrew's private residence, to provide crisis management advice. In a previous interview with the New York Post, Brian revealed they, the British royal family, brought me in to help him, Andrew. Brian told the publication, Andrew was so distressed he wasn't able to focus for more than 40 minutes. And I won't go into the other bits, but other than Brian claimed to have been in love with Prince Andrew's ex. Oh God, I've forgotten her name now. Hang on a minute. Is it in here? No.
Is it
And
Bertie?
yeah, Fergie, thank you. Was in love with Fergie and lived with her for several years and was bringing up, helping to bring up the children, which I thought was interesting because one would have thought that would have been all over the UK press if it had been the case. Although, I mean, the paparazzis always went out after the royals. I mean, there were lots of other scandals about Fergie. And then the second one was looking like it was trying to discredit Pam Bondi. AG Pam Bondi was covertly recorded on April 28th, revealing previously undisclosed information about Epstein regarding tens of thousands of videos of little kids to a complete stranger in a DC restaurant. Now, when I heard that, I mean, there's lots of people on X and on social media, shouting for Pam Bondi to be sacked or resigned because she's not moving fast enough. And she made an announcement not long after this that they were going through thousands of videos. She said of Epstein with children and child porn. And people were saying, oh, well, what about the other people? And I think it was a, it could be interpreted as just of Epstein, but it could be videos of Epstein, as in belonging to Epstein. Which would also include all the other, people implicated in this. But we know that she's already had all these thousands of documents and I think even the videos and audios that had been held back by the FBI. And I just smell a rat here. I just got a very off feeling when I first heard. I actually watched the video of this John Bryan, and I got a very bad vibe that I felt as though it was staged and that this guy wasn't authentic or genuine at all. And then when the Pam Bondi thing happened, I thought, well, what's so significant about her sharing with somebody that they've got all these files because it's common knowledge? Why make a big thing of that? Now, it's either to add to the narrative about HHS being involved and bringing all the Epstein stuff back. But bear in mind that there's so much happening related to that with the demands of the Epstein files and the client list and everything else. It's hardly, bottom of mind. It's more top of mind. And I haven't seen a third one yet. And I was watching an interview, well, it was a video with Mark Atwood, who is a UK guy who now lives in Ireland, who is really good in, he's very into the occult side of things, the satanic stuff, way down the rabbit hole. And he actually did a video with Janine. He's done quite a few with her before, the tarot reader. And there was a question asked about, I'm trying to find my notes. It was about the James O'Keefe situation, but this was before the release of the videos. And it was the question was, is James O'Keefe a good guy or a bad guy? The response from Janine was that she thinks he is in danger, and this is all related to child trafficking, potentially a woman involved, and wondered whether it might be Hillary. But also said that O'Keefe was working for the dark side, but now seems to be working for the light, whether he's capitulated or been forced into it. So, I find I'd like to get your thoughts on it, Nancy and Walt, if you've got something to say. Because, I mean, again, we can't take things at face value. I'm just wondering, and perhaps we'll know when the third comes out or we see some other developments, what this is all about. Because I was getting red flags when I certainly watched the first video, and just at my response to what's the big deal about Pam Bondi saying this to somebody about the files that we all know are out there. So any comments on that?
Yeah, I think they're afraid of her. Okay, so she's been a target from the get-go. But I saw an amazing clip. I mean, I watch a tremendous amount of news, but there every once in a while you get a clip that probably nobody else is going to hear, and except that it was Senator Kennedy, Republican, who was one of the funniest. I mean, he's just a born comedian. But they brought Kash Patel, the head of the FBI, was being interviewed in a hearing. I'm not even sure what the hearing was about. But Senator Kennedy said, "I've got a question for you. Did Jeffrey Epstein hang himself or was he murdered?" And Cash, it wasn't. I mean, I've watched Cash in a lot of these interviews, and what I can say is that when he heard the question, he looked startled. Like, holy shit. And he took a while to respond to it. And he finally said, my understanding is he hung himself.
Which is an
Okay.
interesting way to answer the question, isn't it?
Very, very interesting, especially because of the hesitation. And he was like, very, very, and Kennedy said, something after that, but it was like Patel's response was, we're looking into it.
Ah, well, could I add something to that? Because this is something that I came across on X this week, and this was an interview by Anne van der Steel of Patrick Byrne. And Patrick Byrne was one of the people outspoken about, I think particularly the election steal and everything else. He's saying that there's evidence that Jeffrey Epstein was murdered. Because the prison guards who were supposed to be guarding Jeffrey Epstein, who, supposedly fell asleep, and all these cameras have been disabled, they had a blood test done, and it confirmed that they were given nitrous oxide, which is a sleeping gas. And he describes in this short video about, they've got this canister of nitrous oxide. They stuck a tube through into the ventilator or air conditioning or something to get it into their room, and he was saying that there was this police officer that was originally sharing the cell with Epstein, I think. And wasn't he, didn't he assault Epstein? I have a feeling. I mean, it's going back a while now. But Byrne is saying that they'd left his door open. He got into Epstein's cell and basically did the deed. I mean, certainly, I think most of us that were awake knew it wasn't a suicide. I mean, it was just bizarre the whole way it was put together. So, sorry, Walt, you were going to say?
Well, no, it was well planned together. It was because every element meets all the elements are there. If you have any questions, don't ask. quite straightforward.
And there's a follow-up. This was by Truth Justice, which is at Sparta Justice on X. And it says US Attorney General Bill Barr lied and covered up the death of Epstein. And this is an interview with Tucker of Trump. President Trump confirms that a case could be made that Jeffrey Epstein was murdered because there were no cameras and everyone was sleeping. He suggests Bill Clinton involved in a retweet. So it looks like there's going to be this slow reveal of the truth about what happened to Epstein alongside everything else that's going to be coming out in time about the people involved with Epstein. Because, as I mean, even Q said, Q made several posts about, in effect, how can you prosecute people with the current DOJ and the current judiciary, FBI, et cetera. So there has to be a major cleanup of all of that before you can start, prosecuting people, because otherwise, you've got the likes of, I've just spilt my drink. You've got the likes of, oh God, I've lost my train of thought. Hang on a second.
Well, my suspicion is that when they started out looking at the files, they realized, oh, this is a slam dunk situation. And they were getting prepared to release what they had. And I think they found something that was even worse. And they backed.
Oh, I'm not. Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised.
Because she keeps pushing the fact that there's so many videos. I mean, the way is what I've learned from watching so much of this is that everything these people say from the White House is basically scripted. Everything. And they're continually reinforcing a certain story. But at the same time, sometimes you find something that makes you back off because it was even worse. I think they're realizing that. I think when they went in, they knew the basic bad guys in the FBI and the Justice Department.
I'm going to
And
have to mute and just go and get something to mop up my mess because I've got drink all over my desk.
go. Go. I think when they got there, they had a pretty good feeling of the obvious bad guys, let's put it that way, and have been weeding them out. But I think that what happened was that they realized that the deep state's tentacles are much deeper than they anticipated. Because that's been my experience with researching for as long as I have. I would get to a position where I thought, oh, I see the organization. I see why they, well, I could never get my head around why, because it doesn't make any sense to me. Initially, now I have to add the maybe why, because they're being led by evil forces that we just as human beings find very difficult to believe in. Yes, people believe in Satan, but at the same time, do we really, are we really believing in Satan? Or are we believing that human beings are capable of evil beyond what a normal person you hope was normal would be able to do? So it's one of those things where I'm watching this, and my feeling is that it's gotten even worse than what they thought it was. And so now they have to reconsider how and why and how are they going to do this. But the messaging is absolutely there. You just can't, we can't,
Think about
push.
it, government statues. You have government statues where they're honoring Satan and Satan and other characters that belong to that. I mean, how can you do that when you're worshiping like the characters, what character is it they get honored as being a positive guy, and he's one of the worst demons, and he's a what do you call it, Satan worshippers is like, and that's accepted. It's accepted as And that is incredible. It's incredible that they accepted these things. Sorry.
It's a great reset. And I mean, I was talking to somebody, I got these friends that start out as acquaintances, and then you get involved in things and you sort of become really good friends. And I'm talking to him, and he didn't want to, he didn't hang up. He didn't say, I got to go. And I, if they don't do that, I just keep talking. And I talked about a whole bunch of stuff to him. And when he finally said, okay, I've had enough type of thing, I said to him, hey, listen, you didn't tell me to stop. And I see this as an opportunity to teach. And he said, oh, I understand completely. And what I've discovered over the all this research stuff is that, and the reason that I said that we should do radio by vocal only, don't put the video up, because I wanted people really engaged in what we were saying, because sound is energy, and it goes into the our thoughts. Everything we're talking about goes into the super consciousness of humanity. So if I tell somebody something really weird, they don't believe me, because, and in many cases, they don't even hear me, but they did listen to me. And it's a, an echo in their mind. The next time somebody says something similar, you go, they go, oh, I've heard that before. They may not know, it's probably won't remember it's me, but it's in their mind, you know? And then the next time they get that push, now they can accept it. Whereas if you try, just drop it on them, they're going to fight tooth and nail and do all sorts of really bad things, stopping that action. Jan, you're back.
I am sorry about that.
No, no.
I have a habit of spilling drinks, I'm afraid.
That's fine.
Thankfully, my computer is still operational.
Yeah, ever since I tipped a coffee over into a computer, I keep everything on a different table. Something starts to happen over there, it's not going to get to here, and it's just out of reach. But that was it. Yeah. So,
I was listening to what you were saying, though, about, it being much worse. And, if you've been following this for years, which we have, of course, there was a CCTV shot released which purported to be under the temple on Epstein Island, which was showing what they claimed was cannibalism, amongst other things. And let's face it, I mean, we know that Epstein had cameras everywhere. And they seized, it was shown where the FBI was seizing everything from Epstein Island and from the, the various different properties. So, and we know what they're capable of. Mark Atwood was mentioning on this show with Janine about, we all know about that infamous video on the dark web with purportedly with Hillary and Huma Abedin, which I won't go into any further, but
You know
that's
that did you know that Abedin is now the girlfriend of George Soros Jr.?
yeah, Alex. Yeah, aren't they engaged or something? I
Oh my
think,
God.
yeah. Well, that's no surprise. And I mean, look at who she was married to.
Yeah.
Weiner, Anthony Weiner, because he had that video in his insurance policy folder on his laptop. So they've got all of that as well. I mean, he was sexting young girls. I mean, it's all linked.
It's going to just be unbelievably blowing up. I mean, because we've learned this a little bit at a time, basically, comparatively. And these poor people out there are about to get, you know,
A
it's going to be
D5 avalanche is
it's like their worst nightmare come to pass, you know. So, you know, we just got to be ready to help them. All right, so yeah, go ahead, Walt.
Help them how?
Well, because we know what the truth is. See, we can help them say, no, we've known about this for a very long time. As soon as you know that somebody else has known about this for a very long time, all right, and we're still fine, we're going to be good, you know, that they have a representation of what can be. Make sense?
No, still don't get it.
Anyway, all right, so do you
Well,
guys
it's to do with psychological support, really, because these people are going to be in shock. So, as Nancy was saying, it's a case of reassuring. Yes, it is true, but the good thing is, it's been going on for probably centuries, but it's now stopped. It's never going to happen again. You know,
Yep.
that's what you need to focus on. So that's the kind of thing that we have to support people with. That, you know, yes, it's absolutely the most horrific, terrible thing, but we've now got it. It's now known about and stopped.
Well,
It
you
was
know,
hidden. It was
that
hidden deliberately, but it was going on. Now it's stopped, and the people responsible are being dealt with.
But you know, it gets a little bit more, even beyond just the awfulness that we know they're going to be subjected to. Okay, because if you think in terms of how are they going to win everybody over so people don't go completely nuts, I think that that's the core, let's say, force behind the extraordinary moves that Trump made with the tariffs. Because he has to, the patient was dead. They're doing cardiac arrest. They got the equipment on him and they're giving him an energy, you know, bleh, type of thing to start him up again. Because if he can do what I believe firmly is the right track, if he can get all of this trade sorted out so we're not you losing trillions of dollars a year to other countries, it's going to come back very quickly. Right now, there's $10 trillion of promised investment over the next few years. So the economy, the actual economic statistics that are out there are not what's being pushed by the mainstream media. They're very, very good. Inflation is down, the cost of gas is down, and so everybody's focused on these tariffs and the break in the supply chain. But the reality is that, okay, 50% of all the shipments that were coming from China have been stopped because the tariffs are so high on the products that are there that it's not worth the trip. Over here in America, people are going, oh my God, I don't have my stuff. It was from China. You probably didn't need it. Do with what you got. It'll come back if you need it. But, you know, this, if he hadn't have done this, everything would have continued down the drain. So I think once people really, really begin to see the differences in the economy, they certainly have seen the difference on the border, how fast he shut that down. So I think even before we can release a lot of this very dark information, the whole country has to believe in what Trump is doing. Don't give him any space to say this is a takeover or whatever they're going to say. So I think that's part of the equation,
And
you know?
why are they still buying again the stories against Trump? I don't get that. Why are they still getting traction into this? Why do they speak against Trump every chance of they get? Aren't they fed up with that?
Well, the thing of it is that by see these people are going to go to jail in some cases. If they don't go to jail, they're at least lost all their money. Joe Biden is out there on The View and on BBC television only fortifying the fact that he's not really right because he's broke. They don't have any money. They got a book that's supposedly going to come out and they're going to try to get $30 million for it. Family's broke. When Joe lost his position, he lost his power, and that was how they were making money. And it's gone. So this guy is getting karma retribution in his whole family without any big to do about it. It's very interesting to watch. So you got the Democratic Party is just coming apart. And
Well, not only that, but the expo, it's this whole exposure again, isn't it? Because, they're going after the economy, about after the tariffs, when it's showing how fortuitous it is to the US economy. I mean, the other thing they're doing is trying to block these Trendy Agua, whatever it's called, and these MS-13 criminals from being deported or bringing them back. There were a couple of Democrat congressmen, well, one was a woman actually, Congress people, who broke in, got into an ICE property and started assaulting the ICE officers, obviously against ICE arresting these illegals. And people must be, it's so much is controlled opposition, but sane people will be looking at that and saying, what the hell is going on? Why do these Democrat politicians want to keep these criminals in the country
Well,
when they've committed heinous crimes,
that was Newark. It was the Newark mayor.
Yes, and
Okay.
there was a congresswoman as well.
Well, I think they were state congressmen, congresswoman. I think
Ah,
they were
okay.
from the state, not from the federal Congress. No, that was absolutely ludicrous. And I said, if they had asked, we'd have let them in. But they didn't make them. It was like, oh, good Lord.
I know they just make complete fools of themselves and show, where their allegiance lies. It's wonderful to see, interestingly, because I said I was going to watch this Janine thing again. I didn't get through all of it before the show, but I did make some other notes. And one of the questions, because Mark Atwood takes questions from his ex followers and from his Telegram group as well. So he's actually putting forward questions from people that watch the show. One of them was, do the controllers control both sides? And Janine's response was, well, it's 70% theatre. A lot of people we think are bad are working for the good, but that's because they're purposely doing bad things to wake people up, which, is fair enough. The bad people have capitulated. She named Carney, the new Canadian Prime Minister, who of course was installed, mentioned Starmer and Charles, the fact that they're pushing Islam so hard. And it's now become so obvious that people can't ignore it. It's all meant to be this, continuation of the great reveal. But she also said something is going to happen to take out the treasonous leaders. Because there was another question: is the military going to arrest the? This was focused on the UK. Are they going to arrest these treasonous MPs and Starmer and get rid of them? And her answer was something is going to happen to take out the treasonous leaders. Probably before the end of June, but it wouldn't be the military, probably not. Some other way. And just another thing that you'd probably be interested in hearing was a question about the blackouts in Spain and Portugal and part of France. It was a test run by the White Hats. There'll be rolling blackouts in different places, along with the EBS, to make everybody pay attention and to make sure that MSM, the mainstream media, don't try and interfere with their narrative. And there was an earlier question, is the EBS coming? And she said it started out as a yes, then a no, then they thought no, they weren't going to do it, but now it's a yes again. And huge secrets will be revealed all over the world. So, I mean, we're just seeing more and more exposure, you know, which it's happening much faster now because Trump's in charge, and also that when something is revealed, generally the solution to it follows very, very quickly. So we could see something coming out on the Epstein files fairly soon based on that pattern. I mean, we've had the thing about you know, the chemtrails being banned and everything. Of course, in the UK, it's all about the dimming of the sun, which we know has been going on for years. Actually, today we had a bright blue sky and no chemtrails. I was celebrating. But there are some left just to make people look up and wake up. But the White Hats have sorted most of it. So, you know, it's a wonderful time to be alive, to be witnessing and also contributing to all of this just by what we do here.
Okay, I want to go to another subject. I want to talk about the Pope. And just before the Shungite show, well, Joseph sent me a clip, and it was of a person on TikTok, I think, and she was talking about the Vatican and what does the death of the Pope mean? And she got into, it's like 12 minutes, so I don't want to play it. But she gets into this description of the ley lines and how important these churches, and in this case, the Vatican, is on a ley line. You see, in my interpretation, you've got horizontal and you've got vertical ley lines. Where they cross, you have a very powerful point, basically a point where vortexes appear. All right. Now, in order for a vortex to actually manifest, you have to have a resonance energy that will ground it so that it becomes a very real thing in the 3D. And that where you get that resonance energy field is from human beings. So you have to have the human component to really turn these things on. So in the Vatican itself, underneath, and we've known a lot about this stuff, but underneath it is this vortex. And that vortex has been there since way before the Romans, way before anybody. And, you know, she was ticking off different ancient nomadic and Roman people that would actually, this was a very sacred place to begin with. So they build the Vatican on top of it. And then she was describing how the Vatican itself, the building, these buildings, add to the circuitry of the ley lines. To take over the ley lines and put whatever energy you particularly want, who built the church or the cathedrals. Well, we know that's basically the dark side. So her interpretation of the Pope was that because of the, like I just explained, this human connection that you need, when a Pope dies, that connection is lost. And it's not reset until a new pope is named. So she was saying, and this woman is somebody identifying as an indigo child connected to cosmic knowledge. And I got to tell you, the presentation is kind of spooky because it just feels that this is truth. So she says that at the time, it was before they had picked a new pope. She said that in this time frame, they have a vulnerability. The dark side has a vulnerability. It's a reset. And they, in my terminology, they needed that. They need a human that's going to make the connection again. That's why you always they always want to get their guy in there, another one that will work with the black side, the dark side. But what happens if you get a pure essence of God that gets a position? Well, you just made a major reset that's probably going to, I mean, Notre Dame might just fall down instead of catching on fire. You know what I'm saying? We don't know what the real impact if that was to happen. So I went out and I made sure I got it on Shungite Show, even though it sort of didn't fit, because I wanted people to hear this, to know that there was an opening for us to put in, you know, a representative of God, not a representative of Satan. And just focus on that. Just focus on that. So when this man who came out, was born in Chicago, goes down to, he goes to the local seminary, and it's the Augustinian order of priests, and he then ends up going to well, Vancouver, not what is it, Villaro the college. It's right there. It's another Augustinian college, basically. And he ends up going down to Peru and spends most of his life down there in Peru. So he's got a dual citizenship with the United States and Peru. And I listened to the American cardinals who had made that decision were in the room. And it was only a clip of it. But the question was, you know, well, the subject matter was, why was it an American? And they had, some of them had said, well, the question of being an American never even came up. That within 24 hours, within the first two votes, they really knew who they were going to vote in. And this is what they're saying. And he was known well by a lot of those people who, as bishops and cardinals and stuff, interacted with him when he was in the Vatican working as the chief administrator for choosing bishops and kind of managing that level of government of the Vatican. And so he was known. He wasn't an unknown. As a matter of fact, the Vegas on the gambling thing, he was, the odds were picking him. He had 18% or something, but that was, you know, he was number one. Can you imagine? The odds were okay. So anyway, they said that he was the only one in the room that could really do what we need to be done. And that his spirituality was never questioned. But then I listened to a interview with his older brother. And the older brother, yes, two of them. One of the older brothers said that when he was a kid, they were next door at the neighbor's house. And the neighbor said to him, and he's quite a few years older. He said to him, she's looking at his brother and says to him, he's going to be the first American pope. All right. So, it was like, A, why did she say it? Well, B, she's probably one of us. And C, the kid remembered it. So it was a destined kind of situation. But when you said that the chemtrails weren't there today, I thought, well, I wonder if the reset's affecting everything. Because
I hope so.
I think that it was a positive sign, of good things to come.
Well, a lot of people were linking it to that meme of Trump, sitting like the Pope, doing his Pope pose, because he had his one finger held up, which people were interpreting as, representing the first US Pope. And, we do know that on the capitulation tour that the Pope submitted to Trump, there were photographs of him with the longest face, after he's had a meeting with Trump. And of course, the other thing that tends to suggest he's a good guy, the new Pope, is that there's a lot of stuff coming out in the mainstream media, about his oh, he didn't put a stop to child abuse in the church when he was whatever role he played, and he's this and he's that. But then, they're doing that with Pam Bondi, of course, as well. But interestingly, I don't know if you want to hear this, but AMG News, which I'm very kind of on and off, some things I look at and think, yeah, no, don't believe that. But they did like a breakdown of what that meme was signifying. And it was really saying that the Vatican, the deep state Vatican, just lost its throne, its gold, and its secrets. It was a message. Of course, he was dressed in this garb with gold on it, on a gold throne, and everything that he does, even though he claimed that, oh, it was somebody else's meme that the White House shared. But, we know that the Vatican, of course, was one of the three main elements of the cabal regime. DC was the political, Vatican is a spiritual, and actually, I don't think DC was the political, but anyway, but and then City of London is the financial. Of course, they're all independent of the country where they're situated. So this, to me, this is very symbolic of the taking down of that arm of the cabal.
Well, when the Pope was the new one was named, Trump put out a tweet, and he said he finished it with, "I hope to meet with the Pope in the near future. It will be a memorable moment," which I thought was telling.
Yeah, and of course, Q said so many times he referenced Godfather 3, which was all about the removal of the corruption from the Vatican. And it's like future proofs past again, you know? Because, I mean, we kind of know Francis went long before because we've seen CGI and everything else. And I have to say, I saw one of the photos of him, you know, very obese, blown up in his wheelchair just before he died. And he didn't look anything like the Pope that we've seen. But yeah, all theatre and all the plot is going in the right direction, I will say. I'm looking forward to the denouement.
Yeah. Well, listen, we're approaching the 1.5 hour mark. And Walt, we've kind of figured that the 2 hours, because we're trying to keep a schedule, are a little long for some listeners. So, what do you say? Do we have something else we want to talk about, or shall we just wrap this one up?
I think it'll the this length is long enough.
Okay.
I don't need.
I feel as I can always intuitively know when something is the right time to end. I do it with my coaching clients as well. You know, we've got to a point of, well, that's a good time to, you know, to finish. And I feel as though we're there. So yes, I agree wholeheartedly.
Awesome. So we thank you all for listening. And would you like to say bye, you two?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd love to. Thank you all for listening. I hope you've enjoyed the show. I can't say it went the way I anticipated, but then it never does, does it? We say what? So I hope you've enjoyed it and I hope you'll be back next week.
Walter.
Yes, I hope you enjoyed it because it follows our enjoyment and we are very happy to have you here. Thank you very much.
And thank you both. We'll see you next time, which will be probably in a week. And you can find us on all, virtually every podcast and in the archives. Go to Cosmic Reality Radio, cosmicreality.com/radio, just the radio tab at the top. And you'll see that when I get another new show, I put it up there. And it's you can't download it from there, but if you go to the archives, you can download any show. But on that particular site, it's got the new shows that are up. And then if you just scroll down, you'll see the chat room. So listen to them as you on your time, your leisure. And if you've got things to say, just put it in the chat. I do go back and I do read them. I'm not looking at it all day long, but I go back and look at them. So we appreciate you so much for your continued support, and we'll see you next time. Be safe.
Say what? Say what radio show? With no agenda. It's always a surprise. But if we're not having fun, we're doing something wrong.